So one of the reasons that we love is because loving the way God wants us to love, with sincerity, truthfulness, without hypocrisy, gives us the power to prevent other people who don't truly love from poisoning, contaminating, polluting us with the stuff that's in them that they try to bring to us when they try to get us to stop loving. You need to realize these people know exactly what they're doing. And when they recognize that someone else loves another person whom they hate, they want to do what people have been doing for ages. They want to try to get that person to stop loving the one that they're against. And that's such a shame, because the Lord God is recording all of that. Every attempt to get that person to think evil about the one that they're after, God is recording it all. Don't let them get you to the point where you are falling out of favor with the Lord Jesus because you're allowing these people to poison your heart and to poison your mind with their poison, with their contamination, with the pollutants that are in their hearts and in their souls, the filth pouring from their mouths. And come on now. Sure, they're going to have these facial expressions that make them look innocent. But remember now, the Lord Jesus has told us very plainly about the people who are just like wolves in sheep's clothing. They put the sheep's outfit on the outside so that we'll see, from all outward appearances, a sheep. But inside that sheep's clothing is a ravenous wolf. And you need to realize those wolves are not just trying to devour and eat alive the person they're talking about. They're also trying to destroy and devour the ones they're talking to when they do the slander. Because they're not trying to get you to build up anything holy, godly, or righteous in you. They're working hard to get you to embrace the darkness that is in them. They're trying to get you to embrace the malice and the hostility that are in their hearts, so that that malice and hostility will be found in your heart by the Lord Jesus. They know they're trying to get you to stop loving. They know they're trying to get you to become malicious and hostile. And they hide it with the lamb's cry, the sheep's cry of, we got to pray for this person. And on the inside, where you don't see what's going on, unless the Lord opens the eyes of your spirit, that person is slobbering at the mouth, just slobbering, 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 because they're trying to devour as they try their best to devour the prey. And I'm telling you again, the prey is not only the person they're talking about. The prey is also you, the person they're talking to. They're trying to mess both of you up. They're trying to mess up the person they're talking about, and they're trying to mess up the person they're talking to. You need to realize that. So you need to realize that when they've come to you to spread their poison, they don't love you either. Because if they truly love you, they would be unwilling to dirty you up, to soil you, to contaminate you, to pollute you, and even take a chance on getting you to mess up your relationship with the one who died for your sins. You need to realize they don't love you. And there have been quite a few of you, some of you in leadership too, some of you in top leadership positions, who have been deceived by people who have come to you making you think they were looking out for you by bringing negative reports about someone, and their reports were false. And they had you thinking that the person they were talking about was against you. And whether it's because you just didn't have enough courage, strength, integrity, insight, whatever you were lacking, you couldn't see that the person they were talking about was really for you. Even when that person told you they were for you, you wouldn't believe that person. You still chose to be malicious and hostile towards that person. They played on your intelligence. They played on your emotions. They poured their filth out onto you, or rather into you, into your heart, not on your skin, into your heart and into your mind. And they succeeded in getting you to develop hostile and malicious feelings towards someone who was innocent, who had been standing up for you, alone, standing up for you, and no one else would, no matter what it cost them. And God is no respecter of persons. You became malicious and hostile towards the one who was innocent. And God is marking it all down. He's recording it all. We love because he first loved us. And we love with a pure love. We let love flow from pure hearts, as the Bible tells us. Because for one thing, another thing, it helps us avoid letting other people bring us to a point where we're having hostile, malicious feelings towards the saints, towards anyone, but especially those who are the household of faith. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 10. And let's look at verse 12, which reads, hatred stirs up dissension. Now, remember now, I just read to you from 1 John. He who hates his brother is a murderer. Now, look at this. I also just told you that when that person brings slander to you, they're not just trying to devour the person they're talking about. They are knowingly trying to also cause problems for the person they're talking to. They're not just trying to cause problems for the one they're talking about. They're also trying to cause problems for the one they're talking to. And they're just snowing you. They're pulling the wool over your eyes, making you think that they got your back. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all wrongs. Proverbs 10 and 12, let me share it with you again. Hatred stirs up dissension. Hatred flowing out of a person's heart and through their mouth can turn one brother against another brother, even when the brother that they're turning against is someone who has stood up for them, who has spoken in their behalf. Hatred stirs up dissension. Remember what I've shared with you before. When conflict arises, there doesn't have to be mutual hostility, mutual animosity in the hearts of the people involved in the conflict. It only takes hostility, hatred, animosity, malice to be in the heart of one person. And that one person can be responsible for all the animosity that is in that relationship. The other person doesn't even respond to that with like animosity. They refuse. They continue to pray to God, asking God to help them continue to love, asking God to help them continue to forgive, ask God to help them continue to love, asking God to give them strength, give them grace to avoid becoming bitter. And God answers their prayer. And they continue to love, despite the fact that they're treated badly without justification. They haven't provoked that person, because of what's in their own hearts. They've allowed themselves to become malicious. And it is not love that stirs up dissension. The person bringing that gossip, bringing those lies, bringing that slander, bringing those evil reports, are stirring up dissension, not because they have hearts filled with love. God said hatred stirs up dissension. And guess who the one bringing the slander hates? They hate both the one they're talking about and they hate the one they're talking to. And keep this in mind, very important. The one who's doing the talking, the one who's bringing the slander, was probably sent by someone else who also hates the one being talked about, but also hates the one being talked to. Hatred stirs up dissension. But love covers all wrongs. We love by covering all wrongs. We love for the purpose of covering all wrongs. That's why we love. We cover the wrongs because that's what God lets us know He wants us to do.